I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And who do we have with us today,
Fast Eddie? We have Lucy Tarrion and Tammy Burns. Hey, interesting note about Lucy, she just got her A&P.
A&P.
Yes, I did.
And she's got the shirt to prove it. But anyway, I'm not sure why I want to know what a safety wire savage is. Does that mean she's good at ripping it out or putting it in?
Well, I'm good at ripping up my hands while I'm doing it.
No, if you don't bleed on it, you're not working on it.
That's absolutely true, yep.
Blood, sweat, and gears.
Well, the old adage is that if you're not leaving any skin behind, you're not working hard enough.
Completely agreed.
Yeah. What made you want to do that?
Well, I have always been really interested in aviation, and I got involved in volunteering here at AirVenture, and I put my first rivet in ever, first time I ever really picked up a wrench in the 1 week wonder.
Yeah.
Yep. And I said, this is the coolest thing I think I've ever done. And then one of the guys said, well, there's some things that you can go and do, some, you know, forums that you can do on your own chapter. And so I went and did some composite forums, and the instructor said, you're kind of good at this. You have you ever thought about doing your A&P? And I said, I don't know, what's that? And then
about $50,000.
Yeah, right. So I guess the rest is history. Here I am.
Here you are. Now listen, my airplane makes this funny noise. No, just kidding.
I was going to say, you spent all that time and money to get your A&P just to tell some guy, listen, you flew in that?
Yeah, right. You're braver than I thought. And who do we have with us? Tammy Burns, the volunteer of the day.
Yeah, Tammy Burns is actually my number two. She is my ride or die. She is our lead co-chair.
Okay. In which group are you guys?
We're with the aircraft greeters of the North 40 and home built areas.
Wow.
Sounds
like there's more than just one group of you.
Yeah, there's quite a few of us. And in fact, we determined an interesting statistic. As of right now, the numbers will dwindle a little bit, but as of right now, we've greeted about just under 30% of all aircraft on the AirVenture grounds today.
Okay. When you say greet, that you're not saying like, what do you want?
No. Well, we're hopefully one of the first people that say, welcome to Oshkosh. You know, everybody's heard that term or that phrase when you come to Oshkosh.
Welcome to Oshkosh. The bathroom's over there.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I keep thinking of Walmart greeters. Yes. Get your stuff and get out.
Yeah. Hopefully we provide a little better experience than a Walmart greeter. But
I hope so, too. Yeah. Well, the first couple days were quiet, obviously, but you guys must have been swamped after that.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, the first couple days that we were on the field, it was super quiet. In fact, we had one volunteer say I almost fell asleep, and then all of a sudden when it hit, It was just insane for about, 5-6 hours that first day. And in fact, I believe the first day we greeted like 435 planes, and it all happened within 90% of it happened within like a 5 hour period.
I can see you standing out there. Welcome to Oshkosh, click. Welcome to Oshkosh, click. Welcome to Oshkosh, click.
Move along.
Keep an account.
Kind of, yeah. But we also, you know, say other things other than welcome to Oshkosh. We give them important reminders, and we're actually an important part of helping the conga line reduce a little bit. When they go to park a plane on the field, the important reminders like tie down your plane. Make sure that you go and register for camping. Here's all the things that you need to do on the airfield. Here's some of the cooler features that are happening today.
Don't forget to turn off that spinning thing on the front of the airplane.
Yes, you betcha. Yeah, so there's quite a few different things that we will give them information about. Here's
your checklist. Right, like if he says, I need fuel, you guys will hook him up?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here's your departure information or, you know, departure numbers to call. Here's emergency services. Here's, you know, the important numbers that you may need to have on hand. Yeah, and so in turn, what that does is that alleviates the time that the people who are parking the planes would need to take so they can go and grab another plane, park it, and keep moving. Yeah, and keep moving. And
so,
again, hopefully reduce that conga line. Yeah.
It's a two-step process. You've got a person who parks the airplane, and then the greeters roll in and say, welcome to Oshkosh. Here's all you need to know.
Absolutely. Yes. And the nice thing about that is that we can take the time to say, do you want to get out of your plane? Do you need a minute? You know, especially if somebody has been coming in from a far away. It's really, you know, it's crazy up there. And the past couple days, especially because it's been so hit or stop, you know.
Right.
It's been IFR, VFR, IFR, you know. And so when they come in, you know, a lot of people have been a little bit shell-shocked, and it's really easy to forget things when you get it, especially if it's your first time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You just go, and it's a cool event. So, and if you're a plane geek like me, you get complete airplane ADHD, you know. And
you get aluminum overload, they call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So you're looking around at stuff, and you know, completely forget to shut off a switch, or, you know, it's just easy to do. Yeah, so hopefully my area, you know, can kind of give them those good reminders.
Have you ever had somebody come in there and they shut down and they literally go, oh, God, I hope I don't have to do that again?
Almost, yeah. Quite a bit, yeah. Well,
from what I've heard and what I've been reading online lately, the arrival line coming in here through Fisk and everything has been a complete mess. I mean, they're having all kinds of issues out there with what they're calling air rage.
Mm-hmm.
People are getting cut out of the pattern.
I guess they're frustrated at all the delays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be really frustrating. You know, I mean, it's intense up there in the first place to fly into AirVenture because there's so much traffic and so many things going around. So, I mean, it's understandable that it just gets tense in a high tense situation with weather issues and the fog and the smoke and whatnot. And you know, actually,
the FU.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The FU.
Yeah, okay. I was saying that yesterday. I actually had to Google what it meant because I am a pilot myself, but
okay.
I'm like, I've never read the METAR. What does FU mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It means go
stay
home.
We
stay all have home our own and get the car.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, but you know, it was really interesting. We go to the ground ops meeting every morning, which is a really important thing for us because we need to understand what's happening in the airfield so we can have our people in the right areas. But what's also incredibly interesting is that meeting we have such a great network of people, and one of the networks that we made contact with the other day was our chaplain area. They actually have a peer-to-peer service where you can call in, talk to somebody. They're not clinical, so they don't report. So you have no potential to lose your license discussing information. And it's actually a really cool service. So we're able to give out the cards to people and let them know, hey, here, if you need somebody, here you go. You can call them. Yeah.
Now, this service, you provide this at Oshkosh. With the goofy weather that we've had lately, have you been out at, say, Fond du Lac or Appleton, any of the relievers around here doing that?
I personally stay on site a week beforehand to the end of the event. So, no, I haven't been off site.
Okay.
What's the North 40 look like? Is it full?
You know, there are a couple spots that are not full, but yes, we,
wow.
I mean, it's getting
that's
really,
fast.
Yeah. And it's impressive to see because, you know, in the morning, you know, you go out, we'll bring the people out there and I'll visit, you know, with them and make sure they have everything they need. And you'll see, you know, 20 rows that are open, and then you go out there an hour later and 20 rows are completely full. And you're like, how did that happen when the, you know, half hour was gone, you know?
Well, when you have those mass arrivals.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
yeah.
I don't know if those all guys all ended up there or not, but.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we handle all of mass arrivals as well. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and it's intense and fun and incredible and impressive. When you, you know, as the chairman, I get to kind of sit back and watch the experience, and it is just a show.
Show within the show.
You betcha.
Have you ever had anybody get out of their airplane and kiss the ground and say,
yeah,
I don't ever want to do that again?
Yes, I have physically seen people do that.
Yeah. usually I've had hugs. That's what I, when I was a greeter, I got hugs. Yeah, when I was on the ground with everybody.
Well, I guess, you know, first timers coming in, it's got to be a relief to finally be parked.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, to see the you know, the sparkle in people's eyes and stuff, and when it's their first time, is really exciting. And, you know, this is so cool, this is intense, and what a wonderful experience. And, you know,
that sounds like a fun place to volunteer.
It is. It's incredible and great for networking purposes, too, because we get a little more time to talk with the pilots.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're a pilot or anybody involved in aviation or just even interested in it, it's really cool to be able to just surround yourself
and get job offers.
Absolutely.
Everybody's looking for a safety wire savage.
I was going to say, have you, any of your people ever walked up to a pilot and said, get me out of here?
Yeah. I actually ran across a guy who's apprenticing to be an AMP.
Oh, okay.
Back in PA. And he says, I'm not rated at all, and I'm still turning away work.
Yeah. Well, technically, I am. I'm an intern right now at Gulfstream. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I'm going to be giving a speech, which just reminded me, I'm going to be giving a speech at Woman Venture later on this week on Saturday, which I'm very nervous and excited about. But yeah, so there's lots of opportunity out there. I just accepted a position with Engstrom Helicopters, and I'm super excited.
You're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the research and development team, so I can't wait to see.
You obviously have more than just an A&P background. You've got to have an engineering background.
No, I do not.
Really?
But I actually used to train anesthesiologists and surgeons.
Okay, I can't get much further away from that.
Yeah, it was quite a career
switch. Yeah, right, quite a pivot.
Yeah, that's what you do, right? In fact, that's what my speech is about, is my trek and how I got into aviation and what brought me to this moment right here.
Cool. Well, I'm so glad we have you guys volunteering. Because somebody's got to do it.
Thank you.
And
yeah.
If we were out there, the North 40 would be empty.
We're happy to do it. You know, in the ground ops meeting, I'm kind of known as the girl who always wears a smile. And I do, because I'm happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here.
You need to make some sort of jewelry now out of safety wire, because you are a safety wire savage.
Maybe a little turnbuckle in there.
Yeah, a little thing, a little bracelet or something. Yeah, you know. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Tammy Burns and Lucy Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
I think I pronounced that right.
That is correct. Yep. Thank you for having us.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.